Hello, welcome to Live Well Lifestyle with Perry A. I'm excited to be with you today, the first of year 2016. I don't know about you, but I really don't like making New Year's resolutions. They almost sound like you're giving up something for Lent, or it's work or hard or unachievable. But I love making intentions. And you know, I have an intention for 2016 to return to health, happiness, and prosperity. Wow, that kind of says it all. I have an intention of sharing my abundance, because it's in giving that we receive. I have an intention of spreading joy and hope to others, because that's what I love doing. And those feel good, and I don't have to know how. When you make an intention, you don't have to know how. And we're going to talk about getting what you want today and how easy it is, and we just don't understand, and we make it work. So getting what you want. You know, I love the daily reminders I get from Abraham Hicks. These are just great reminders that we are blessed children of God, and He has endowed us with the ability to create all our desires through our thoughts and beliefs. And the universe is designed to reply to our needs and desires beyond ways that we can even perceive or imagine. All we have to do is ask, believe, own your God-given birthright of worthiness, and allow it in. Nothing to be earned. It's your birth gift from God. I love the saying below, the Abraham Hicks one, and I believe that therein lies your return to health, happiness, and prosperity. I'm going to share it with you now. Someone has said the universe has imagined it even better than you have. Imagine that. You're wanting something and the universe is seeing it bigger and better than you have. And we'd like to add that the universe got all of its information about what you like from you. And it has remembered every piece of it and has put it together in perfect formation. And so the things that are on their way to you are so much better than you even know that you wanted. As you allow them, the essence of all these things that the universe knows that you are wanting make their way to you and appear in perfect timing for you when you're ready. Now, I like to read that one over and over again. Just think, something's already being orchestrated by us, by our creative thoughts, by our dreams about the things we want. Some of them we're afraid to mention, but we still hold them in our hearts. And these things are being assimilated for us, and even in a greater way than that we can imagine or perceive. And all we have to do is allow it in and to know that we are worthy of receiving these gifts. Every time you say to yourself, I am not, I cannot, I have not, you are either knowingly or unknowingly sending a message to the divine creator within you. Your inner being is being told by you, I'm not worthy to receive my divine good, and thereby separating yourself from God. Your job is to own your God-given worthiness and allow your good. That's what your job is, to know that you're worthy of receiving all good things. Just that. I mean, it's been a gift to you. You didn't have to earn it. It's your birthright. Just believe it. You do it with faith that things are always going to turn out for you, that life is working for you. You do it with positive thinking and believing in yourself, regardless of what others say about you and your abilities. You do it by being yourself and loving yourself and not comparing yourself to other people. Comparison creates instant separation. One is either superior or inferior, but there is no connection. There's no joining and mutual respect for our unique differences. You are a unique fingerprint with your own gifts and talents. Notice the plural form of gift and talents. We have multiple uniquely different gifts and talents. You know, notice in your life the things you love to do. You may like cooking, and You may like spreading joy. You may like dancing. You may like writing books and stories. You may like working in the garden and making yards beautiful. So each one of these is your gift and talent. You don't have to be an actor. You don't have to be a Olympic champion. And you can still have your greatness in your own way and giving your gifts to the universe because there's someone there that needs them. We all have multiple, unique, different gifts and talents. Use them. Give them away. Share them. They are the things you love to do. Watch out for the I can't because. And replace it with I can because it's my birthright. I don't have to know how. I only have to believe it will happen. Hold on to your dreams. Opportunities will open with each unexpected one. Give a thank you to God and the universe. He designed to support you on your journey. Look for earth angels and encouragements of people who help you connect the dots and take that next step with confidence. We always have people in life who can encourage us and who come up with an idea that we hadn't thought of. You know, together we're more than any one of us. Have a good partner that you like to share things with. Share your dreams. When you give it a voice and a live presence, they're more likely to come true rather than just secretly holding a wish or desire. Think of a time you wanted something with all your heart, but there was no way in your realm of possibilities that you could see it happening. And then poof, out of nowhere came a solution that you had not imagined possible. Trust that the universe has unlimited solutions and be patient. They come in divine time, which is really perfect timing, when you are truly ready and believe it is possible. Never shut the door on what you want. Be open to the fact you don't need to know how it will happen. It is up to you to just keep believing. I think I can safely say we all needed money for an unexpected emergency at some time. A big dental bill, an expensive auto repair bill, you know, it goes on and on, something breaking down with the house, an illness. They seem to pop up out of nowhere. Frantically, you do the mental search of where, short of robbing a bank, you can come up with that amount of money. You keep up the search. And then when you least expect it, you get a nice fat check in the mail or something you didn't even know about. Right? You feel overwhelming gratitude. You created that unknowingly. Now that you know how, imagine what other things that you can create intentionally. And that's what this is all about today, creating intentionally. And I want you to think of a time when there was something you really, really wanted. And you'll probably think of several of them, and you thought you could never have it, and through time, it arrived. Depending on how you believe, it will depend on how quickly it arrived. I believe when I was a little girl, I loved horses. I had pictures of horses everywhere. I read all the Black Stallion books, The Return of the Black Stallion, The Red Stallion. My friend Flicka, you name it, if there was horse about a book, a book about a horse, I read it. I wanted my own horse so bad. I would go out to my godmother's plantation and ride horses. But I wanted my own horse. And one day there was a mare and colt that were up in the lot, and the mare had just given birth to this new little baby colt. And I went over there, and I stood there, and I talked to him, and I held my hand out. I talked to him in baby talk. I said, come on, sweetheart, come over here. Come see. And I held up my hand like I had something for him. And I just kept talking patiently in that gentle, loving tone, and he felt the love I was sending out. And eventually he came over, and he started nibbling at my hand and nipping at it. And every day I would go and spend time with him and talk to him through the fence. And eventually, when the mare was okay and trusted me, I would go in the pen and play with him, and I would bring him some oats when he got older and feed him. And every time I'd go down there, he had gotten a little bigger, and I would whistle, and he would come. He always knew I had something for him, a carrot or or some oats or a sugar cube. And so he would come when I whistled, and I thought that was the greatest thing in the world, and I wanted that colt so bad. He wasn't really pretty. He was just a solid bay, just a brown horse with black mane and tail. But he had beautiful eyes, and he was friendly, and he loved me, and I loved him. And I finally got brave enough. I wanted it so bad, I asked my godmother if I could have that colt and raise it. And lo and behold, I got something better than I asked for. She said, you know, Mary Perry, it's going to take years for that colt to get big enough where you can ride him. And said, why don't you take Leon? And Leon is the horse that I always rode when I got there. There were a pair of white mares, Joanne and Leon. I don't know why they didn't have more imaginative names than that. And they were two white mares, and they had a little Arabian in them, and they were beautiful. It was a mother and daughter, and Leon was the daughter. And that's the one that I rode. And she said, I'm going to give you Leon, and you can ride her now. So she gave me that horse, and it thrilled me. And we would go out and ride in the horse pasture, and I would still go see Nipper. And because he always nipped on him, I named him Nipper. And I would go out and whistle and take him some oats, and even in the pasture with the mares and colts in the wild, he would come up to me. But I got more than I asked for. I got a horse that I could ride right then. So think of a time when something like that happened to you. And I know you can think of them. I know you can think of many of them. I've already recited some to you over our time together. But it's so easy, as long as you can believe, and believe, worthiness is the thing that gets in our way more than anything. Your worthiness is you are a child of God, and He loves you unconditionally. You don't have to do anything to get that. When you're born, that's your birthright. There's nothing you have to earn or do to be good enough to have things. So get that out of your mind and connect with God and ask Him for what you want. It's in asking that we receive and believing that you can have it. You've got to believe. You've got to have that belief. And you have that feeling. And go to the times when you created something little. And I know people test the universe sometimes. Sometimes in wintertime you'll say, okay, I'll know you can manifest this if I can go outside and see a butterfly. I want to see a butterfly today. And it's wintertime outside and there are no butterflies around. You think, I got this one. And you walk into a store or something and there are pictures of butterflies on the wall. Or maybe butterfly pins on a jewelry stand. But you see your butterfly. And then you realize that you connected that. Most people kind of slip by and say, oh, that was just a happenstance. A happy happenstance or coincidence, but it's not. Your awareness created it. Your desire created it. So keep creating, keep asking, and don't give up. And be grateful, be happy, be joyful. And sometimes you have to make a next step to get where you want. You have to grow a little, but the universe will send you the idea, so you want to lose weight. And the right idea, the right diet, the right way to do it will come to you. And you'll know the ones that are wrong because they don't feel right. They feel like work or efforting or you don't like to physically work out and run. But you love to play basketball or dance. So there are other forms of exercises that you like doing that you can find to do. Working in the garden. I love working out in the yard. I can get a rake and go around my yard or a hoe and chop weeds and come in and I'm sweating. But I was doing something that I enjoy doing. I like the fruits of it when I get the yard pretty. So it wasn't like I was doing it just to lose weight. So there's so many ways that these dots can connect. Now, I would love it if some of the listeners on the line would like to share a time when something came in and happened for them. And I'm going to go to the questions, and if you have a question, just let me know. Of course, this session, no one ever gives me a question. But maybe share something that happened in your life and how you manifested it, and it came better than you had imagined. I was working with a friend yesterday, and we were talking about something, and the one thing was what she was making herself so sick by not making a decision, by hanging on to one side of the pool, trying to get to the other side of the pool. And we made a decision that she would do what she wanted to. She's retiring, but they offered her a part-time job for a year. And she thought, well, that'd be a little extra money come in, but it's almost like I'm saying I don't believe I can make it on my own. And she liked the idea of the extra money, but she didn't like being tied down because the things she does, she needs, you know, a free schedule to do it. So she made the decision that she was going to tell them no, she wouldn't take it. She was going to go ahead and take retirement. And do you know, the next morning someone called her and said, I'm so glad I got hold of you. I'm teaching this class, and I would like you to teach part of it. She's a voice coach and a speech coach, and I would like you to teach the voice section of it. And there she had a job doing something that she loves doing and would give her, it was just a part-time commitment. It wasn't like a year-long commitment of one day a week or something. So it came to her better than she expected. And also introducing her to a new realm of people of doing things that she wants to get known, and how better it is to be the teacher. So share, find somebody that believes in you and you believe in them, and get together. Together we're more than any one of us. But you want somebody who believes in you, somebody who doesn't say, oh, you can't do that because, or I don't think that's a good choice. You don't want to edit their dream. They have their own dream, and just support them in the dream. Now, I drew some can-do cards, as I usually do. And when I drew the can-do card from Louise Hay, I opened the box and I got them out and I split them in the middle, and the bottom card and the top part that were in my hand fell to the floor. And I picked it up, and so divine. It says, I can get the help I need from various sources. My support system is strong and loving. Louise Hay can do card. So then I decided to get an Abraham Hicks well-being card, and I asked to pick the perfect card, again in divine order. Desire, which is what we've been talking about, is the beginning of all creation. In allowing your desire to come to you, you not only gain the satisfaction of having received it, you also gain the whole new perspective from which to desire more. Once you see that butterfly, you think, wow, this really does work. I'm going to ask for front row parking. I'm going to ask for to go through town and get someplace in a timely manner by having the lights synchronized. And you get all the way across town on green lights. It's just, you can pick little things, but a big thing is just as easy to manifest as a little thing. So if you want extra income, ask for ways that you can get extra income that in alignment with things you love doing, not where you have to go out and work at it, but a job or something that you don't even consider a job. You know, I do these seminars because I love it. I'm not getting paid. In fact, I'm paying for seminar time and a website to post these afterwards. But I love sharing. I love writing these. So I'm doing it for myself and sharing. And hopefully one day I may make a book from some of these sessions we've had together. That's kind of my new goal, to have a new book about getting what you want and living life in harmony and joy and getting along with people and giving and receiving unconditional love, living without fear. You know, there's just so much there I love, and that's what I'd like to share. So I wish you, instead of making New Year's resolutions that feel heavy and burdensome, to set some intentions and read this over and over, knowing that you can have what you want easily and effortlessly. You know, let the universe help you. You may have to step through something and take a class, but let it be something that you like, and you don't have to take every choice that comes to you. Use discretion and discernment and pick something, the things that you like to do, and you'll get to your dream. Have faith that it can happen. Keep the faith and be grateful and share and make a gratitude daily list of all the things you're grateful for, and things will come to you better. Well, I've been real excited about sharing this with you today. Sometimes I write something and it really sings to me, and this one was very meaningful to me. And so, getting what you want. I still have a little time, but no one is coming in with a question. And let me go back to the phone lines. And I don't have many people on the phone line today, so this is Perry A., and I'm going to sign out a few minutes early and say, Happy Creative 2016. Make it the year that you want. It's in your grasp, and you have the ability to do it. So create it the way you want it. Go forth, spread joy, be happy, and have a wonderful time. And if you're in the winter, bundle up and stay warm. If you're in the deep snow, it's 61 degrees here in Texas, and I'm grateful for that and loving that. And that's going to go in my blessing jar. Just cold enough, but not too cold. Wishing you prosperity, health, and happiness. This is Perry A. signing out.